Remember who you are. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. How many of you remember the Broadway musical or the movie The Lion King? It challenged us to think about the circle of life. Here we find a tale of self-discovery about a young lion cub by the name of Simba. He is consecrated at birth to succeed his father, King Mustafa, as the ruler of the Pride Lands. Simba almost allows guilt and shame induced by his jealous and evil-spirited uncle Scar to destroy him. Scar preys on Simba's youthful curiosity. He lures him into the path of a wildebeest stampede in which Mustafa is killed trying to save his son. Scar convinces Simba that he's responsible for his daddy's death and urges him to run away and never to return. Simba buys the lie and flees into exile, where he's befriended by a couple of wacky friends. These characters teach Simba the Hakuna Matata, no worries attitude towards life. Still, something keeps him from being completely happy, eating bugs and living as though nothing really matters. He lives with great remorse and inner conflict about his path, but there is a turning point when he encounters a childhood friend who begs him to go back and reclaim his role as king. Simba finds the courage only when he hears the voice of his father thundering from the heavens saying, "Simba, remember who you are." Then he is able to accept his unique identity and let go of the past and return to his rightful place as king. What an irresistible story. It's like Hamlet, the prodigal son, the story of Moses, and everybody's autobiography all rolled into one. There are times in which things happen to us in life and we forget who you are. Remember this admonishment. Remember who you are. In spite of deep disappointments, distress, and delays, remember who you are. In spite of the detours that have taken you far away from your comfort zone and your destiny, remember who you are. Oh, yes, there are still scar personalities in the universe who try to lure you to things and people and places that can be deadly, that leave you feeling guilty and ashamed. But remember who you are. You are a child of the king. No. Not a child of Mustafa, but you are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So go today and reclaim your heritage, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Remember who you are.